Welcome back, everybody, to the Stark Wars podcast, where we talk all things Marvel, Star Wars, and everything in between. Please take a moment to check our show notes to find our social media, merch, and more. Today, we're doing a lot of things here, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking The Bad Batch, The Crossing, and Retrieval, the last two episodes that came out. I'm going to be talking about The Bad Batch, like the state of The Bad Batch in general. I don't know how much I'm going to dive into the actual episodes, because guess what, guys? It's just me today. Tommy is out tonight. I have no guest. I'm just here. It's going to be me, the Instagram audience, and Twitch, YouTube, everywhere else as well. So we're going to see how this goes. I did want to start out, though, talking about The Bad Batch. Because here's the thing. The two episodes that came out, I definitely hated one of them. Just full transparency, I hated it. I found it painfully boring. And there's like, I feel like such a bad Star Wars fan for saying that, right? Because I see like good arguments made about like how, well, that's not the type of show, you know, like you're expecting too much from it. But the fact of the matter is, it's just not grasping me at all. And I have like very little to say about the both episodes in general. I thought the second of the two, Retrieval, was better. But overall, yeah, it's just, it's not, I don't know. You know, we had the great kind of mid-season two episodes, and I feel like we're just done there now. Like maybe till the finale, like, are we not going to get another interesting episode? And here's my thing. So yes, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it's a filler episode, blah, blah, blah. A lot of this stuff is filler, right? The Mandalorian has filler episodes. Clone Wars has a lot of filler episodes. I think the problem is, this is how you grow a character, right? Like I've gotten into writing comic books and writing stories. And one of the biggest pieces of advice that I was given for character building is characters are made and broken on the choices that they make, right? So you can have a great character that's doing a lot of great stuff and maybe they're funny, but at the end of the day, like, you're either going to love or hate that character based on the decisions they make, right? So with that being said, I don't think there's many decisions being made in these episodes, right? Give me a filler episode, but like, give me something to chew on here, guys. Like, seriously, like The Crossing was very slow. It was very irrelevant. Guys, I did not like it. And I hate coming on here and being negative, especially because I'm the only one. Nobody to back it up. So that's kind of how I'm feeling about The Bad Batch right now. Just to set the table before I get into the episodes. And again, I'm not going to talk about the episodes a lot. We got a lot of stuff to do here today. I've got questions from the audience I'm really excited to get to. I've got some news, some Marvel news we'll talk about. I got recommendation for you guys. And also a little surprise for the Stark Warriors out there. I've got something pretty cool that we've cooked up and I'm excited to share it with you guys. If you're listening live, you'll be the first to know. But yes, so let's dive into it. The Crossing, the bad one. So the thing here is Cid sent them on another mission. They're looking for Ibsian. And this is, I feel like we've had this episode like three times before already. They go out looking for a thing. They kind of get in danger and then they leave. Right. And that's kind of the whole thing here. Nothing's really going on. Again, there's no interesting choices being made. And here's the other thing, my issue with Bad Batch. There's no danger for any of these characters. Like, I know this show is not that show yet to kill one of these characters. So, like, even in, like, the most suspenseful parts of this episode, I was like, nothing bad is going to happen. Like, there was never a point where I actually was on the edge of my seat because I was worried about what would happen to these characters. I knew that nobody was going to get hurt, right? So, again, I am streaming on all platforms here, so let's read a comment. I think the first episode provided some much-needed character development for Tech. Now, you're talking about the first episode ever. So, and here's the thing. There are bits. There are bits of things in here that are good for the character. Again, I think the middle episode was great. And again, if we're talking about choices, the choice that Echo made to leave the Bad Batch, I thought that was really compelling. It told me a lot about his character. And I appreciated that a lot. So Yeah, we'll move on here. What else happened? A lot of the conversation here was talking about Echo leaving the team, right? I guess it was a little sad to see Omega. She was a little torn up over her buddy Echo that has left the team. But that's really it. We don't really get anything from it. We don't hear from Echo. It is what it is. Okay. Again, they kind of run into some animals. They're in danger here a little bit. That's the episode. I've kind of laid it all out for you guys, and there's not a whole lot to it. So I'm moving on. I'm moving on to Retrieval, okay? And this one is a little bit more fun. It's kind of the same situation, though. I don't want to say the F word, but a bit of a filler, right? So the big thing here is the Bad Batch ship gets stolen with Gonki, the droid. So we do get some Gonki content, which... I think that's fun, at least. You know, it's something new. It's a new character. We're getting new relationships between the characters. So all this is great. Tech learned to be more compassionate and lean more into emotions rather than logic. I will agree. Tech and Echo, and I think that was a big issue I had with season one, with Tech and Echo. And we talked about it, right? I don't believe that... there was a good way to separate the two, right? Their skill sets were very similar. So it was hard to tell them apart, even. Like, you know, they were kind of filling the same role on the team. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Echo is gone from the team now. I feel like maybe the writers even realized that. We're like, maybe we don't need both of you right now. Maybe one of you could be sidelined. Would you eat those ration bars? Danny, we've talked about this before. I am down for Star Wars food every day of the week. Whatever it is, I'll try it. I'll do it. Except Star Wars coleslaw. I've talked about that as well. When they put that on the Ronto wrap, I'm good with the coleslaw. I don't know why Star Wars has coleslaw, but I'm good. Anyways, Retrieval. The ship gets stolen. There's like a big villain in this one, right? You get Moto, I believe, or Mato. He's kind of the boss. And you kind of get, he's like the boss of the town, right? He's like the big mob boss. And everyone kind of works under him. You get people like stealing ships for him. But this is the guy. And so the kid steals the ship. He ends up with the droid and they hunt him down. And basically it does kind of lead into like kind of an interesting, fun set piece here at the end where they're on the bridge and, Omega, even they're like dangling Omega off the ledge here. And one thing I really like about this, it's like straight out of like RRR. If anybody saw that on Netflix, she ends up kind of throwing herself off because she sees Hunter who's kind of ziplining up and they like catch each other's arms like over the freaking lava. It's pretty cool. There is some cool stuff in this episode. But again, aside from those things I just mentioned, like that's the recap. Even if Tommy was here, this would be such a short show. So I do feel a little bad about that. But again, like I said, I have some other things to talk about here today. So again, if you're in the chat here, whether it's on Twitch, YouTube, or Instagram, you can drop a question. Danny's giving a lot of good feedback right now. Appreciate that. Otherwise, I've got some preloaded questions from Discord and Instagram as well. So I'm going to dive into those. And here's a good one from my brother, Jay, good friend of the show. Name a well-known hero you'd like to see the Bad Batch team up with or a villain to go against. Now, you thought I would have, like, you know, thought about this before I just started throwing questions out there. I think it's interesting. I really like seeing their, you know, how they're able to bounce off Jedi. So when we got Gunji a couple episodes ago, I thought that was a lot of fun. So I really would like to see a Jedi in this crew a bit. But also, if we're talking about somebody to go against, I think also it would be interesting to see them take down a Sith Lord. Again, I don't think that's something we see a lot, like rogue clones up against a Sith. Like, I think that would be interesting, especially somebody like, if I had to throw a name out there, trying to think of Sith in this universe right now. What about Darth Maul? I think Darth Maul would be awesome to see up against these guys. Will it happen? I'm not convinced. I think I would really like to see, and I think it will happen, is getting Boba Fett at some point. So. I do see another question here from Danny. Why is every important mineral in Star Wars worth money, but also very explosive? Coaxium, rhydonium, and ipsium. That's a good question. Yeah, it's all kind of the same thing, right? Like, They have like the same pros and cons, right? They cost the same and they also can blow you up. So Star Wars logic, valuable resources go boom. I'm trying to think of a valuable resource that doesn't explode in Star Wars. I'm sure somebody listening to the podcast will come up with something. But kyber crystals, even they like ignite. So Danny, I think you're onto something. Let's move on to our next question from the Chef Killer on Instagram. Is there enough character development for the lack of plot? Chef Killer, this is my entire point. No, there's not. There's not enough character development, right? If I feel like, again, if you're going to sacrifice the serialized plot, which I think a lot of people complain about, I complain about it as well. I can do standalone episodes, but if you're going to sacrifice that, you have to replace it with character development, in my mind. And frankly, we're just not getting that. We're seeing the same team go on the same type of missions, doing the same things, not getting in hurt, not getting in any danger, and they come back fine. So, to answer that question, no, it's not worth it. It's not worth, not for me at least. I would like to know who it is working for. Right now, it's not working for me. We've got another question here. Has Bad Batch been fulfilling you at all this season? I enjoyed season one, but season two has given me any satisfaction, honestly. That is from Joshua Spitzer, another good friend of the show. Again, it's episode to episode. I like the Gungi episode. I liked our mid-season episodes. I think that's it. I think those are the ones the only ones I truly adored, right? I lied. There was the Crosshair episode at the beginning. I liked that one. I think that was episode two. I like that one a lot. So it's a mixed bag. You know, I like the show. It's not interconnected. So I guess maybe it is like kind of keep the good, throw the bad out. I think that's kind of where I'm at right now. But full transparency, like somebody was asking me today, and I've never said this about Star Wars. They were like, is it good? Do I need to watch it? No, not in my opinion. If you're asking my personal opinion, I would say no. And that makes me sad. I really hope they turn it around. I made a bet with Tommy that he was going to love this series, and he doesn't want to even come on the podcast with me. So what does that tell you guys? The show's not doing well. Yes, Danny was a guest on the episode we loved. So good job there. Maybe I'm being too hateful now, but it is what it is. Okay, so I believe that's all the questions we have prepared. If you have any additional questions, again, you can throw them in the chat. We'll get to them. I did want to talk about the big surprise that I'm dropping on you guys. It's not a huge surprise. I think a lot of people will roll your eyes when you hear about it. But as you all know, we did our famous Jar Jar Binks deep dive, investigative, true crime style podcast about Jar Jar Binks. And I really, really, really wanted to launch merch when that dropped, right? I wanted something side by side with the Jar Jar podcast. And I wanted merch available. But the issue is I couldn't figure out a way to do it without, you know, being struck with copyright or, you know, whatever. I want to get a cease and desist from Disney. I waited until I had a good idea in mind. And I reached out to people. I said, listen, I need an artist. It's time to make Jar Jar merch. And my buddy Luke McGee, who's made a lot of our art, basically everything besides the logo he's done for us. So great job there. He came through with a really awesome design for Jar Jar merch, and I'm so excited to share it with you guys. It is probably our coolest thing, and I think it's universal too. Like, a lot of our stuff just says Star Wars, and I understand, like, maybe you just don't want to wear a Star Wars shirt. Maybe you just want a cool Star Wars shirt. And I think we mastered that with this new Jar Jar Binks shirt. So it is kind of like an 80s style Jar Jar Binks, kind of like a synth wave type. Early Wonder Woman TV show. Like, it's got a lot of different vibes going on. It's very interesting. It's very colorful. It says Misa back on it. Jar Jar Binks is back. Misa back. So if you want to check that out, you can check our show notes, or you can Google a Star Wars bonfire. You will find it that way. It's also in our Instagram bio. There's another way to get it. So check that merch out. I'll be posting it on social media tomorrow. If you're watching live here, you're the first to hear about it. And I'm very excited about it, but it's out now. So go check it out. I really love the shirt. I will definitely be getting myself one. So I wanted to move into some news here. And this is where we start to get away from Star Wars a little bit, because there's a new, one of my favorite actors is joining the MCU. They're joining the Thunderbolts show. And I mean, is it a movie? I don't know. Thunderbolts, is that a movie or a show? Anyways, Steven Yeun, from, you know, Glenn from The Walking Dead. A lot of great movies as well. Most recently. Steven Yeun is joining the MCU, and super excited about that. I would have to imagine that he's going to be the villain in some respect. And if I had to guess which villain it would be, I've seen Mr. Negative talked around a lot. So I think that would be really cool. Steven Yeun in the MCU as Mr. Negative. You know, you heard it here first. Let's see it, guys. I would love to do that. As far as recommendations, I feel like I had a recommendation and I didn't write it down. Like, I wrote recommendation, I didn't write it down. So what have I done recently? I mean, I'm watching Harley Quinn. I think I've already talked about that. I'm playing RimWorld. I've talked about that. My recommendation, maybe I'll talk more about RimWorld because I love it so much. It's such a fun, dark game. Like, it's almost like Animal Crossing meets, like, I don't know, The Walking Dead. Like, it's... you got to have your colony of people. You're trying to survive. You're trying to fly up the... I actually beat the game. I didn't think it would happen that early, but now here's the thing. The great thing about it is, like, infinitely replayable. You can start a new game in a new location with a new crew, and you'll have an entirely different experience, right? So I've already started it over and I'm playing again on a harder difficulty. So we will see how that goes. With that though, I think that just about wraps it up. Danny corrects me here. He says Thunderbolts is a movie. I think it's supposed to end at Phase 5. I think you're right about that. Thank you for correcting me. With that being said, again, it's just me on... Okay. Here's Danny with another recommendation. I recommend this show called The Mandalorian. Not sure how many people know about it, but Season 3 comes out next week. Danny, it has snuck up on me so quickly, and I am so excited. For as down as I've been about The Bad Batch, I just know... The Mandalorian is going to do it for me. So, yes, The Mandalorian is coming back next week, and we will have a recap for you guys. So I'm super excited to talk about that with you all. With that being said, though, that's it. We talked about it. We talked about news. We talked about recommendations. We talked about the episodes, barely. But we did, again, one-man show here. With that being said, I'm going to wrap this up here. I'd like to remind you guys to rate and review us on iTunes and Spotify, preferably 5 stars. Also, please subscribe because we're going to be every single week. And actually, we're going to have like 8 podcasts a month now between Last of Us, Bad Batch, and now The Mandalorian. I don't know how we're going to keep up. So if you'll check that out, that would be awesome. Please subscribe. Come right to your phone. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. I'll go ahead and give an extra plug for the Instagram. I put a lot of effort in the Instagram. I'm streaming on Instagram right now. So even if you don't want to watch live feeds, I try to have fun polls and post cool things and information and update you on the podcast. So definitely check us out on Instagram. I think it's a good follow. Also, we have a little Discord community going on. That's another one. It's kind of booming. Finally getting people out of their shell a little bit and talking. So that's a good one. So ask us for the Discord link and I'll get you in there. Let's see. I think I have another question. If only Amy Sedaris' character had a bounty that Mando could collect. Oh, okay. Who's that? Butterman Boots. I love that. good stuff. Unfortunately, we're just now closing the show. I appreciate you walking in. But with that being said, it's all we got for you guys. And we will see you next time. Bye. I'm still live. I just realized that. I didn't hit it in broadcast.